Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back onto yet another edition of the Kona Edge. It's time to chat some biking today. Returning guest from Vancouver in Canada, Steph Corker. Steph, welcome back. Nice to chat.
Hi, Brad.
Steph, in our first chat, you mentioned how much you love riding your bike and for the discipline where you probably spend most of your time during race day and but also possibly in training as well. It really does make a huge difference if you are a huge fan of the discipline and you love doing it.
And this is true. There are a lot of hours logged on a saddle.
What do you love about spending time on your bike?
Oh, gosh. There's many things. I think I'm sponsored by Cervelo, and I have an awesome TT bike and a great road bike. So I think loving your equipment certainly matters. I love where my bike takes me and how it makes me feel. I feel like a child again. I feel, like the common denominator is let's have fun and work hard. And so I get to do this with my man. I get to do this with training partners. And that's something I really like. I like exploring new places and the adventure of, you know, where you can go on a 6-hour bike ride.
Talk to me about volume versus quality, if that makes sense. Are you a big one on volume, or are you more focused on the sort of work you're doing on the bike?
Yeah, well, to be honest, I have the gift of really turning my brain off and doing what I'm told. So under the Jasper Blake School of Triathlon, during the week, I do intensity and interval sessions, and actually I do most of those at an indoor cycling gym here in Vancouver, and I lead classes, and they're usually a reflection of my workouts. And then on the weekends, I certainly log volume. And I wouldn't say that Jasper is, that's Jasper's only methodology, but I think what Jasper and I have worked on together is that I really crave the volume, and as long as I can get the volume in and have the proper time to recover, it seems to generate the best race results for me. So it's definitely a combination of quality intervals and quantity in miles on the weekends.
What have you been focusing on and sort of working on this season, 2020, in the build up to 2016 Kona, to get better on the bike? What has been your major focus?
You know, the biggest difference I made this year was interval training indoors during the week, and consistency of that. So I typically ride three days a week inside, and very intentional, no junk miles, fairly high intensity intervals, and I think that has made a huge difference in my cycling legs. I also took 2 or 3 different training trips before the season began to hot destinations, sunny destinations, to ride my bike and log some big training days. So getting those miles in early in the season, I think, made a difference as well.
Steph, as far as your favorite workout on the bike, what sort of stuff do you love doing?
Favorite workout. The first thing that comes to mind when you ask that is I love a ride with my best friends or with my man, that's for sure. So if the company's great and we get to finish with coffee, that's always awesome. But company aside, if I'm outside, give me a mountain. I want to climb a hill. I want to hurt. And I think the views from the top make the climb worthwhile. And inside, what's my favorite interval? I think I have, some pyramids that I really like to do on a trainer. Because I think, you get to start at a baseline and build to hurt and come back down and repeat that a few times. That always feels really good.
How big a role does power, heart rate, and cadence play in your bike training?
North Star, North Star, North Star. So, yes, all three, very important. Worst case scenario, I'll go off of heart rate only, and go off of power and cadence by feel. I think it's important. I mean, I think the numbers are really important, and I think knowing where you're at obviously matters. And it's technology. And if technology is to break, I would hate for that to ruin a race. So I work on making sure that I know my, you know, perceived exertion and can ride to that. And obviously power, you know, power is especially relevant on my intervals and my indoor sessions. And then I look to translate that out onto the road.
Awesome stuff. Steph Corker, as always, great to catch up. Thanks for your time on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to catching up next time around to talk about your run.
Great. Thanks, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cone Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to theconaedge.com/bikeseminar now.